Winthrop Memories captures in an audio format the newspaper columns of longtime local historian and professor emerita of history, Louise Pettis, who graduated from Winthrop in 1946. Original copies of her columns may be found in the Louise Pettis Archives and Special Collections in Winthrop's Dacus Library.
College campuses during World War II contributed to the war effort by offering space and faculty for the training of men in the armed services. Winthrop was no exception, even though it had no men in the student body. Winthrop's president, Shelton Phelps, had originally offered Winthrop as a training post for women, but the War Department needed space for men more. The department contracted with Winthrop to train enlistees in the Air Corps Civilian Pilot Training Program, a title quickly reduced to Air Cadets. Winthrop received $180,000 a year to house, feed, and instruct 320 cadets in five-month training groups. The first group of 160 men arrived on March 1, 1943, and 160 more came on April 1st. The cadets, all privates, arrived by train and marched 1 mile from the train station to the Winthrop campus. One of the dormitories, Bancroft Hall, was reserved for the cadets and was quickly dubbed Fort Bancroft. An American flag flew over the dormitory and military discipline was maintained. All of the men but four in the first group had names that began with an M and happened to include a future governor of Georgia, Lester Maddox. A later group had names that all started with the letter D. The young men were taught classes in history, English, physics, and math by 14 Winthrop faculty members, but in separate classes from the girls. The Red Cross taught a safety course. In October 1943, a Captain Goldman of the Air Force talked to the Winthrop girls in assembly, saying, among other things, "Be an inspiration to the boys." It's said that local stores noted a rather large increase in spending for cosmetics. The college and officers allowed the students and cadets to share Saturday night movies. Tickets were 10 cents. Picnics in the amphitheater, and various other recreational and social opportunities to mingle. Some of the girls and cadets continued to correspond throughout the war, and there were some post-war marriages. To the delight of the Winthrop students, two of the training groups wrote and produced two plays, Wild Blue Yonder and Kiss Me, Fool. One group of cadets put together a 25-member marching band, which played under the direction of a group of Winthrop music majors. Several highly skilled musicians became members of Winthrop's crack dance band, the Swanks. Winthrop rules were strict. For example, girls who lived in the dormitories were permitted to go home only twice during a semester. Classes could not be cut unless one was in the infirmary. The evenings were spent in study with lights out at 11 p.m. In such an atmosphere, the addition of 320 young men was exciting to the student body of more than 1,500 young women. Most of the cadets were single, but the records show that in the first group of cadets, there were 31 married men whose wives came to Rock Hill to live for the period their husbands were in Fort Bancroft. The enlisted men ate in McBride Dining Hall an hour before the girls' scheduled meals, while the officers ate in Joins, then the faculty residence hall on campus. Breakfast for the men was served at 7 a.m. Mrs. McBride, the dining room supervisor, commented about the cadets, "They come on time and leave on time."